Now, today's message is called Confidence in God. Amen. We have faith, believing, and confidence in God. But I think a lot of people don't understand how much power this brings into our life to have an effect for the kingdom of God. How we can change situations, how we can change people just by our confidence, our belief, and our faith that we have in God. Say amen to this.
Amen.
It's okay to say amen even though it's dark, because we're going to bring the light when we say it. Amen?
Amen.
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 Praise God.
So, that confidence in God that we have. Now, we've been doing a Bible study in the book of Daniel, and if you want, you can open up your book, your Bible, to Daniel chapter 2. We've been studying about Daniel in that chapter throughout for a few weeks now. We've been doing this Bible study. And it's amazing because, you know, when we first started looking at this story about Daniel, I thought it was all about Daniel getting taken as a slave into Babylon. And I started thinking, God, that kind of, you know, it's kind of sad for him that this happened to him. But you know what God has been revealing to us? He's been revealing to us his great plan and what was really happening in that story. And yes, as a young boy, we read about how King Nebuchadnezzar came and he conquered Judea and he takes these, you know, certain people he picks and he chooses. Some of them are, you know, related to the royals. Some of them are just very smart and wise. Some of them are just good looking. And he chooses these select ones and he takes them back to Babylon. And Daniel and his three friends happen to be a part of this group. And so what it sounds like in the beginning, it sounds like, you know, he has been taken as a slave into a foreign country. But what we soon start to see is that Daniel is not your average young man, teenager, because that's how old he was when he was first taken. He was like 16. He's not your average teenager, because he refuses. He's enrolled in this special program the king has, and it's really a program of indoctrination or brainwashing that they have, that they want him to eat the king's food, they want him to drink the king's wine, they want him to learn the language and the culture and the way that Babylon works. And Daniel decides, no, I'm not going to do it that way. I'm going to eat what God tells me to eat. I'm going to drink what God tells me to drink. I'm going to think what God tells me to think. Amen. He starts showing something different than the average person. He starts showing a confidence in his God. Mm-hmm. He starts showing a faith in his God that he will deliver him from this situation. He will deliver him from these circumstances if he just keeps having that confidence, that faith, and that believing in his God. And what happens is as we go through this story, we start seeing that this isn't at all, I mean, what would we have done? We would have said, probably been whining and saying, oh man, how did we get out of Babylon? Let's try to sneak out of Babylon. How did we escape from this place? We just got to get back home. If I could just get back to Jerusalem, everything would be okay. And quite often in our lives, we have situations or circumstances. Sometimes you end up in a job, you don't like the boss, or you don't like the coworkers, and you're just thinking, I just have to get another job. If I can just get out of this, I'll have no problems, and I'll go find a better place. And yet, what we don't understand is that God has given you the power to change that place, to change those people, and to change those situations. And it all can happen through the faith that we have in God. Through the belief and the confidence that we have in our God to change those people.
Amen.
And this is what we came to the conclusion and we saw in that deeper spiritual meaning of the story of Daniel. Here Daniel was standing as this, let's see, how should I say this? Here he comes to this point where God has been working through him because of that faith that he has in God. God can now work through him, shine through him, do miracles and amazing things. And at this one point, Daniel now has explained to King Nebuchadnezzar, who has had a dream, not by accident, but I think by God. God revealed something to him. And it's this dream about this image of a man who has a gold head, a silver chest, thighs of bronze, legs of iron, and feet of both clay and iron. And he talks about this image. And now, Nebuchadnezzar did not want to tell this dream to any of the wise men. He wanted them to tell him what the dream was and tell him the interpretation. None of them said they could do it, so he decided he's going to kill them all. Here's the kind of confidence Daniel has. If I heard the king was going to be killing the wise men and I happen to be one of them, I'm going out the back door. I'm making a run for it. I'm going to try to get out of there as fast as I can. Not Daniel, though. Daniel sends word to the king saying, give me some time, because I will receive, he's saying, I will receive this dream and this information and I will bring it to you. He is very confident in what God is going to do. He has confidence, he has faith, he has believing in what his God can do.
Amen.
His God can do this thing. And of course, what happened? His God gave him the dream, gave him the interpretation of the dream, and he delivered that interpretation to the king. And I like what he says after he delivers that message. Here's what he says to the king. He has now just told him the dream, because King Nebuchadnezzar never told him the dream, and he told him the entire interpretation of what it means. And now here's what Daniel says. He says, the dream is certain, and its interpretation is sure.
Amen.
This is the kind of confidence that Daniel has in God. This is the kind of faith that Daniel has in God. And that kind of faith, that kind of certainty, that kind of confidence is contagious. This is what I want you guys to know. That kind of confidence in God, that kind of faith in God is contagious. Other people can catch it.
Mm-hmm.
Other people can catch it, and now they begin to believe. Because here's what happens to Nebuchadnezzar. This is what it is saying here, right, in Daniel chapter 2, verse 46. Then King Nebuchadnezzar fell on his face, prostrate before Daniel, and commanded that they should present an offering and incense to him. The king answered Daniel and said, truly, your God is a God of gods, the Lord of kings, and a revealer of secrets, since you could reveal this secret. King Nebuchadnezzar, a non-believer in the one God, has suddenly fallen on his face. And what we saw, it was not to worship Daniel, but it was to worship the one true God. What we saw in the deeper spiritual meaning was that Daniel is a representation of Jesus. He is seeing him as Jesus, meaning the Savior. This is what Nebuchadnezzar is seeing in his eyes when he bows down. He has been fully and totally convinced that this is the one God by this man Daniel, who has the faith and the confidence. What is Daniel doing? Daniel has not been taken, as we first thought by looking at the story, he has not been taken a slave into the land of Babylon. He has been sent on a mission by God to be an evangelist in Babylon. Say amen to that. He has been an evangelist. And by him having such a strong faith and always doing the works of God, there is the Spirit of God shining out of him so brightly that it is barraging these people that are around him with the Spirit of love, the Spirit of God. They are being bombarded with it continuously, and now their eyes are beginning to open. Even King Nebuchadnezzar cannot deny the fact that this is the one true God. This is the God of power. This is the God that can work miracles in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
He's on a mission of evangelism. God wasn't letting Daniel be taken a slave as we first thought. He is sending him on a greater mission. Why? To take not only King Nebuchadnezzar, but the entire land and kingdom of Babylon.
Amen.
He is expanding. God is expanding his territory to include these people too.
Praise God.
And through an unshakable faith, through an undeniable faith, this is how Daniel is evangelizing. This is another way to evangelize. We've been talking about evangelism in the last few weeks. And how do we do it? We've been discussing it. We've gone out of the street and talked to people. We've been asking God, give us some guidance. How do we evangelize? Lo and behold, the same story we're studying is talking about evangelism.
Amen.
Say amen to that.
Amen.
The story about Daniel, how is he evangelizing? Through an undeniable confidence in his God, a faith in his God. And that confidence, when we have that kind of confidence, it shines out. The Spirit of God shines through us. It is a light so bright that it now unveils even the darkest of eyes and the darkest of hearts. It awakens them to the truth. It can awaken people in your life to the truth. Instead of trying to get out of that job where you feel like the boss is against you or the co-workers don't like you, let your light begin to shine.
Amen.
Because you can, when you have that faith in God, the light can shine in the darkness and bring the truth upon them and awaken them to the truth. If it can awaken Nebuchadnezzar, it can awaken anybody.
Amen.
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 Anybody can be awakened to it. And this is what we're seeing, is that this confidence in God can be in us too. If we have faith in the promises of God, in what Jesus fulfilled, if we understand what those promises are and know that it's all been fulfilled through Jesus, and when we receive Jesus into our heart, we now have that light, the Spirit, upon the inside. And when we have that strong, unshakable faith, undeniable faith, believing in God fully, 100%, undoubting in all ways, when we have that kind of faith, now that light begins to shine out in your life. And you can change the boss. And you can change the co-workers. And you can change, not only that, you can change the culture.
Yes.
You can change the environment of the workplace. You can change the thinking of the workers because the Spirit of God is going to be bombarding them. The same way the Spirit was bombarding Nebuchadnezzar and the people of Babylon through Daniel and his three friends, the Spirit was just going out. It was bombarding them no end with the feeling, with that Spirit of love, with the power of God. It was falling upon them. Why do you think Nebuchadnezzar had this dream? Why do you think that it was revealed to him what his kingdom represented in following kingdoms? Because the Spirit of God was now speaking to him in his dreams.
Amen.
And Daniel was able to reveal that to him. And the one true God was speaking to him because that is the power that was flowing through Daniel. That is the power that he had to change. So this is what we're getting at here today, is that you can have that same confidence, that same faith, faith in God. You can have that same believing in God's promises, knowing that they're fulfilled, and the light of the Spirit will begin to flow through you.
Praise God.
Say amen to that.
Amen.
And this is what we want. Because we change not only ourselves when we receive the Spirit. Yes, when we receive the Spirit, we are changed. We become new creatures. We see in different ways. Our eyes are open that we now see the things of heaven. Our eyes can be opened by Jesus to reveal the deeper secrets of the Word. So we see things beyond the literal meaning. We see the deeper spiritual of it through Jesus. He opens and reveals it to us. Just like he did to his disciples after he resurrected. He explained to them from cover to cover that this book is talking about me. This is what Jesus said. This book is talking about me. And he explained to them how it was talking about him. And he went from cover to cover explaining what it meant about him and what it was saying about him. And this is the same power that we're given when we receive the Spirit, when we invite Jesus into our heart. We are able now to see the deeper spiritual meaning of the Word. Say amen to this.
Amen.
This is the power that God gives us. But we have to have that faith in God.
Amen.
Because not only does it change us, and we are changed, our lives are changed as well. But how are our lives changed? Because I was talking about the story of Daniel. This is a story of success for Daniel. That Daniel is always rising to the top in every situation, in every circumstance. He is being given promotions. He is being given raises. He is being given, you know, more authority all the time. And that is the same will that God has for you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank
I
you. Say amen to that.
I take it.
Say amen to that. That is the same will that God has for you. He wants you to have success. He wants you to rise to the top in all situations and circumstances. But how do we do that? Now, we see how to do that in Daniel's story.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't conniving. He wasn't trying to come up with some plan. What was he doing? He was letting the light of God shine out upon the world. As he did that, his success was assured. As he let the Spirit of God flow through him, his success was assured. Because How did he get a promotion? By the eyes of King Nebuchadnezzar being opened to see how great Daniel's God was.
Mm-hmm.
That's what got Daniel the promotion. Same thing in your life. How do you get a raise from the boss? You can go in conniving and trying to figure out how to maneuver him and how to manipulate him and how to trick him into giving you a couple more bucks. Or you can let the Spirit of God go to work on him, open his eyes and heart to realize, hey, that Kirsten's a really good person. That Kirsten's doing something really amazing. She deserves to be paid more. Oh, that person Lee, wow, you know, how do we give her more money? Because we should. She is doing an amazing job, you know, in this business. So their eyes are open by the Spirit flowing out of us. That's how you get your success. By evangelizing. Your success is tied to your ability to share the gospel, to share the message of God with other people, and the good news, which is Jesus has freed you from darkness, sickness, and death. That he has liberated you and given you the blessing and the promises of God in all ways, and that you have eternal life.
Amen.
This is the power that we have when we believe and have strong faith in God.
Praise
say
God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we are changed, and the people around us are changed, as King Nebuchadnezzar was. But not only that, our surroundings are changed. Because God's plan in Daniel, in our story here of Daniel, wasn't just to change King Nebuchadnezzar. I believe he is changing the culture. Because what happened to Daniel? Let's read what happened after Nebuchadnezzar's eyes were opened so fully. We read here in verse 48 of chapter 2. Then the king promoted Daniel and gave him many great gifts, and he made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon and chief administrator over all the wise men of Babylon. Also, Daniel petitioned the king, and he set Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon, but Daniel sat in the gate of the king. So Nebuchadnezzar's eyes are open. He sees the truth that this is the one true God, and he promotes Daniel and puts him at the top. What's going to happen now that Daniel's in charge? What do you think, what kind of programs and plans is he going to put in place? You think he's got his own ideas, or he's going to keep all the stuff they have in place that they already did for Babylon? Or is he going to bring the plan of God now over all of Babylon? Not to mention, he didn't forget about his friends. You know, when we get success, he didn't suddenly look back at them or look down on them and think, oh, who are these guys? I'm rising to... No, he mentioned them as well. That's part of the kingdom of God. He brought them up to that level as well. Why? Because now they also are going to be implementing the plan and the power of God over their areas that they've been assigned.
Praise God.
So what's going to happen to the whole culture of Babylon? What's going to happen to the people and the plans that they're under, the laws that they're under? Everything is going to change. It's going to fall into alignment with what God is doing. And it's going to be a trickle-down effect so the whole culture can be affected. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Amen.
We're
going
to do it.
So that's what happens. That's what happens when we have a confidence in God. Our faith is unshakable and undeniable. God can work through us in a very powerful and great way to do amazing, amazing things. Now, not only do we change people, we change our self changes, and our surroundings have changed, which that is the major plan of God, to bring the heaven on earth, to bring the Garden of Eden into this world, this fallen world. We are to bring that power and authority of Jesus into the world to transform it. That is our mission here. And that's what Daniel is fulfilling here as he goes into the Babylon. Now, not only that, now how? This is the question now. Some of you might be sitting there going, well, Ted, I do not have unshakable faith. Ted, I do not have that kind of confidence in God that I can trust that I'm not going to get beheaded or, you know, taken out, you know, when somebody's threatening my life. I don't have that kind. Some of you might be sitting there thinking that right now. But here's a few things we can do to know that we do have that confidence in God. First of all, we have to see the vision of God. You've already received Jesus into your hearts. You already have the Spirit of God on the inside. You have that power. So how do we get the unshakable faith? We have to see the plan of God. Too many times what people do is they look at the worst case scenario.
Yeah.
What's the worst possible thing that could happen in this situation? And then what do? They plan and prepare for the worst case scenario. I better buy some batteries, better get some flashlights, better, you know, get all this stuff ready. Because if the worst case thing happens, I need to have water on hand. Instead of looking at the plan of God, which is the best case scenario, the plan of God has your best life plan. The most perfect life, the life that he promised of blessing and prosperity. And we need to be seeing the vision of that. And when we go out with an assignment, when God says, I want you to go talk to that person, you've got to be seeing that vision. Why does God, not that, oh, this person's going to yell at me and say the worst things and scream. No, that's the worst case scenario you're thinking of. You're not thinking of the plan of God, you're thinking of your greatest fears. Instead, you've got to see, why is God sending me out into this world? God has said to bring the kingdom onto earth. So I've got to see that plan. I've got to see it very clearly. He has already fulfilled those promises. So that means I am assured, I am guaranteed by Jesus. I am guaranteed to have this. So you just got to see it. So now you can begin to plan and prepare for the best case scenario.
Amen.
Not the worst. I spent too many years of my life thinking about either the worst case scenario and what I would need to do if the worst happened. And quite often, I was planning, maybe not necessarily I was planning for the worst case scenario. I was planning that, okay, if this plan didn't work out that I had come up with, what's the minimum amount of money that I would need to survive? And I'd be calculating this out. I'd get out my calculator, okay, I can make it. If I made this much money, I could survive. I could get by. So what am I doing? I'm planning for the least amount. And as a result, I would prepare everything according to if I can just make that much. Guess how much I would make? I would make that much. Just the bare minimum to get by. Just enough to survive so I wasn't homeless and hungry. Because that's what I had planned for. But that's not God's plan for your life. That's not the plan that God has for you. He has a higher plan. He has a greater plan. He wants the best for you. For us to get the best that God has, we have to see his vision. We have to see what he is planning for our lives. And if we can keep that in front of us all the time, his vision, and plan for the best, plan for God's best in our life, not just my best in my life, but God's best in my life, guess what you're going to receive? You're going to receive his best. You're going to receive God's best. You see, we get what we're planning for. If that's what we're preparing for, that's exactly what's going to manifest in our life. We're going to manifest the worst if that's what we're believing for or planning for. We're also going to manifest the best. We already know that God has prepared the best for us. Let's see that same plan. Amen?
Amen.
Let's see that same plan and move towards it. Number two, how can we have an unshakable faith like that? First, we see the plan of God. Number two, persistence. Persistence. I think, now let's read this verse here about persistence. This is in Luke 11:5. And I was reading this a few days ago, and sometimes I think this is overlooked, you know, a lot of times in our life. And we talk about persistence in terms of pursuing a job or pursuing a career or achieving something in the world. But when we think of the kingdom of God, we often don't think about being persistent. I mean, I never really did. But here Jesus is telling a parable. Let me read it. This is Luke 11. We're starting at verse 5. And he said to them, this is Jesus speaking, which of you shall have a friend say to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine for a friend of mine has come to me on his journey, and I have nothing to set before him. And he will answer from within and say, do not trouble me. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give to you. Jesus saying, I say to you, though, he will not rise and give to him because he is a friend, yet because of his persistence, he will rise and give to him as he needs. So Jesus tells a parable about this man who somebody comes to visit him at night. He doesn't have anything to feed him, so he runs over to his friend's house and he says, "Hey, friend, can I borrow 3 loaves? Because a friend just came to visit me." And the guy goes, "No, because I've already shut the door and we're all in bed. So go home." Jesus says, this man, his friend, will not give the loaves simply because he is his friend, but he will give him because the man is persistent. Now, right after Jesus says this about being persistent, if you want to receive the loaves, be persistent. Right after that, here's what he says. He begins to talk about now. "So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened." He's talking about the kingdom of God. He's not just talking about some man down the street. He's talking about the promises of God, the kingdom of God, the spirit of God, the power of God. He's talking about all those promises that Jesus fulfilled. And he's saying, if you want those, be persistent. So yes, we receive Jesus into our heart, but then don't just give up and walk away. Once we receive him, continue to let your faith be growing and confidence strengthened in him. Because if we're persistent in pursuing and saying, I want to fulfill your plan, God. I want to do your will, God. I'm ready. In Jesus' name, I'm ready. God will give it. He will fulfill that blessing. He will give that promise. You will have it in your life. It is guaranteed by Jesus that you will have it in your life. But Jesus is also saying, you've got to be persistent. You're not going to get it just because you're Jesus' friend. You're going to get it because you continually are saying, yes, I am walking, I'm working for that. I want to fulfill the promises of God. Say amen to that.
Amen.
So you've got to be persistent if you're going to have that unshakable faith. And I like that about Daniel. He was persistent. He didn't give up simply because he was taken out of Jerusalem. He didn't say, God, I don't believe in God anymore. Would a God let me go through this? Would a God punish me in this way? He didn't say that because he knew who God was. He knew that God had a great plan for him. He didn't give up. He continued to believe. No, I'm going to eat what God tells me to eat. I'm going to drink what God tells me to drink. I'm going to do what God tells me to do.
Amen.
He was persistent in his faith.
Amen.
Amen. And number 3, trust. Trust the victory of Jesus. We don't have to have the faith all our own. Some people are working in themselves so hard to try to make things happen, and you forget that you already have been given the victory in Jesus' name. It's his faith that works through us to fulfill and do the miracles. It's Jesus' faith inside of us that is transforming us and transforming those on the outside. It was the power of the Spirit working through Daniel that transformed King Nebuchadnezzar. Daniel wasn't going in and trying to have theoretical debates with King Nebuchadnezzar and convince him daily how smart he was. That wasn't what he was doing. But he was letting the Spirit go to work so that that power of Jesus, the victory within, is now coming out and transforming King Nebuchadnezzar. And that's the same thing in our life. We have to know that the victory is already assured. Say amen to this.
Amen.
You have the victory.
Amen.
You have that victory, and it's guaranteed. And now all you've got to know is that faith is working. Jesus' perfect faith on the inside is working all the time.
Amen.
Just stay persistent in pursuing to receive the plan of God, to fulfill the plan of God. Excuse me. This is what it... So how do we have that unshakable faith? We see the vision of God, meaning we see the best case scenario. We remain persistent, meaning we continue to pursue that plan that God has set forth. And we know that Jesus has already fulfilled it all, that we have the victory in his name.
Amen.
And that faith will grow, that confidence will grow inside of us until we will have a light that shines out of us that cannot be stopped. The Spirit of God will be working through us in an amazing way. And people will be changed just by being in your presence. Say amen to that.
Amen.
People will be changed. You will be changed because you'll be getting promoted.
Amen.
You'll be getting success in your life because they are being changed.
Amen.
See how the kingdom of God works? When somebody else is being healed and changed, then you get a promotion. You get the success. That's where you are raised up. in them being healed, you are blessed as well. Amen?
Amen.
So here we have it. And this is the great things about, here's something Jesus said. Jesus said to them, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believe. Do you believe this? This is what Daniel had, an unwavering belief, a confidence in God. Jesus is saying the same thing. If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Do you believe the plan of God? Do you believe the promises of God? Do you believe that it was all fulfilled through Jesus? Because if you believe it, it will work, and if you don't, it won't.